This is the audio supplement for my fifth book titled, People Who Knew Jesus Before and After His Crucifixion. I am attaching some of the recordings I had with these people. Some of the recordings have been repeated more than once for the purpose of clarity. The recordings are basically in the same order as they appear in the book. One of the first questions I asked Dolores Cannon was, have you met Jesus since you have passed? And she answered, actually, I have never. Here is that answer. I then asked my research team if they could bring in Dolores and Jesus so that they could meet. A few days later, I asked Dolores the same question, and this time she said, just met him here. Here is that answer. I asked Jesus, was your mother Mary and Mary Magdalene also part of the before life planning process? And he answered, of course they were. Here is that answer. I asked Sudi, are you the Essene person contacted by author Dolores Cannon and written about in her book? And he answers, yes, sir. Here is that recording.
Yes, sir.
I also ask him, did Jesus' mother Mary bring Jesus and his cousin John to you for teaching when they were approximately 8 years old? And he responded, yes, together. Here is that recording. I asked Jesus' mother Mary, did you take Jesus and his cousin John to Qumran when they were about 8 years old? And she answers, share their culture. Here is that recording. I ask Sudi, did the Essene community believe in the reincarnation of the body? And he answers, of course they did. Here is that recording. Another question I asked him was, did the Essene community believe that certain people could be raised from the dead depending upon the condition of the body and how long they had been dead? And he answers, yes. Here is that answer. I asked his mother, Mary, was Jesus' uncle Joseph, a wealthy man who sold tin and other metals to countries all over the known world? And she answers, part of Onward Mission. Here is that answer. I ask his uncle Joseph, did Jesus often accompany you on your trips for the purpose of learning and understanding the spiritual growth of the people in each area you visited? And he answers, oh yeah. Here is that answer. I then ask him, did Jesus' mother Mary often accompany him on these trips? And he answers, yes. Here is that response. When I ask Naomi, are you indeed the niece of Jesus? She answers, project here, the need to be. Here is her recorded answer. I then ask her, was the leper colony one of the first places Jesus allowed you to accompany him? And she responded by saying, part of a leader's onward mission. Here is that recording. I also ask Jesus, was the girl called Naomi your niece? And he answers, brother to her. I loved her. Here is his response. Naomi has stated that when Jesus was healing a person, you could see light around his head and hands. So I ask her, Naomi, do you think this light was energy flowing from him to the person being healed? And she answers, most certainly did. Here is that answer. When I asked Jesus, was your death a self-controlled, near-death experience? Here is the recording where he answers, yes. Jesus, was your own death on the cross and your reappearance also considered by us as a near-death experience? I ask Jesus, was Mary Magdalene the first person to greet you after you had returned to your human body? And he answers, came back. Love her. Here is that answer. I also ask him, Jesus, is it also true that Mary was never a prostitute? And he answers, surely. Here is that answer. I ask Mary Magdalene if she was able to perform the same type of miracles that Jesus was capable of, and she answers, did. Here are her answers. I ask Mary Magdalene, did you take Jesus to the Essene community to heal after he survived the cross? And she answers, yes, sir. I became director. Here is that recording. I ask Mary Magdalene, were you the first person to contact his mother Mary to advise her that Jesus had survived? And Mary answered, I told her. Here is that answer. I asked Mary Magdalene, is it correct to say it took Jesus 20 months to fully recover from the wounds of his cross? She answers, that was it. Here is the recording. I asked Jesus, Mary told me that 2 days after you had recovered from the cross, you were married. Is that correct? And he answers, yes. Here is the answer. I ask Jesus, is it correct to say that at this time you and Mary do not wish to disclose how many children you had or where you finally moved to from the Essene community in Egypt? And he answers, of course. Here is that recording. I ask Jesus, is it true that you taught that there are no hierarchies and that all men are born equal? And he answers, of course. Here is that answer. I ask him, did you teach that we were not born in sin, but through the vibration of the cosmos? And he answers, yes, I did. Here is that recording. I ask, is it true that you are not the Savior in the sense that people had to go through you to get to heaven? And he answers, yes, it must be self-affected. Here is that recording. I also ask Jesus, is it true that you are not coming back to raise dead bodies. That was not the purpose of your mission on earth. And he answers, that's correct. Here is that recording. I ask him, did the story of Paul's teachings get modified and corrupted to appease the Romans? And Jesus answers, yes. Here is that answer.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Jesus, is it correct to say that the Bible in its current form is not the correct interpretation of what went on in your life? After your death, the writers modified and changed it in a way you did not want. And to that question, Jesus answers, yes, sir. Here is that answer.
Answer. Answer.
I then ask Jesus, is it also correct to say that people who take the Bible as a totally true document are mistaken and misrepresent you? And he answers, yes. Here is that recording. I held up the sketch of Jesus that was drawn by Anna, and I asked Naomi, can you see the picture I am holding? And she answers, I sure did. Here is that answer. I then ask Naomi, is this a picture of Jesus? And she says, that was sure him. Here is her answer.
Yes.